reading while I brought in that transmission. I had to clear out some funky energy. Energy that was of a lower association before I would be able to open up. So thank you for your patience while I did that. Okay, so we're going to see how we can be of further assistance. We'll begin with Felicia.
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart. And say your first name, please.
Felicia.
And say it one more time.
Felicia.
Thank you. It's so funny. I'm like, I have it until I don't. Felicia, say your name one more time, my friend.
Felicia.
Thank you. Felicia, I'm going to come right back to you. I don't know why, but I just trust the process. Hello, Miss
okay.
Joy. How may we help you, sweetheart?
Hey, Nicole, can I have a message, please?
Sure, and say your first name, my love.
Joy.
Add light to your chakras. So when I'm looking at your chakras, just imagine like they're all like, just think of like Christmas lights or whatever, or turning on a light or whatever. So it's sort of like light, 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 light. You want to play with that. And so the more you play with that, you're going to start discovering sensations or awarenesses. When I'm looking at it, like I see some of the chakras a little cloudy or whatever. And so this is where they're helping you grow. So again, it's like adding light to your chakras, but then also noticing how that feels. Do you feel the change? Does it need more light? Does it need clearing? Do you want to send, like, whatever it may be, but they're asking you to play association. In other words, just sort of experiment, and you're going to discover some things about that. It feels so good when I'm receiving you. Like, I just feel the light tingling through my entire field. So it's like ding, 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 ding. So for you, this is all going to be about your light. This is all going to be, I'm going to say, like, the many uses of the light. The many uses of the light. So for me, when I first sat down, I'm like, oh, I don't know that I can do this evening, unfortunately. And they were like, yeah, you can, yeah, you can. So when I was clearing it out, oh my gosh, was I calling on that light. And so that's the point. When you start working with it, you start discovering its properties. And you can kind of read about it in a book all night long, but at some point, you need that, your own personal experience. You may have played with this previously, but there's something that you're going to discover in the here and now moment. In other words, because of all the additional light that's flooding our planet now, you're gonna have more accessibility to its properties. Say your name again, my love.
Joy.
Oh my gosh, you just feel like, oh, I don't know, like a light body or an angel or something extraordinary. There's something I want to say about that, though. Say your name again, my love.
Joy.
I know this sounds weird, but enjoy turning yourself on. They don't mean that sexually, though Shakti energy is sexual energy. But enjoy turning yourself on. Like, imagine you were a light bulb. I'm turning myself on. I'm turning my light on. Same message, but the energy of it, Joy, is just fantastic. The card I have that goes with that is spiritual strength. So this is really about you growing in your life, in your new lifestyle. Say your name again, my love.
Joy.
When I'm looking at it, I have what do you call that? Like light coming out of your eyes. Light. Oh my gosh. This is just light, light, light tonight. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Joy.
Recognition and reward. There you go. So this is all about playing with the light. So when we talk about light, oh my God, I have a tree that's on the other side. It would just be way too cumbersome to bring it over. But it has all these lights. It almost looks like little pussy willows, but it's all light, so it's just always just sort of moving. But when I look at it, it just looks so attractive because of the message we just gave you. So when I'm looking at that light, it's just like, ooh, it's just so beautiful, so stimulating. What you're gonna find is that it's very healing, and you're gonna find that you're no longer gonna be a victim of circumstances, meaning that if you're sitting there frustrated, angry, upset, or whatever it is, you can just like powder your nose. But what they mean about that is like apply light. Apply light generously. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Joy.
And the other thing they're saying is you can do it at a moment's notice. So I could have like three people staring at me, you know, giving me a hard time, but they cannot prevent me from opening up to my light. There you go, sweetheart power. This is all about your lioness power. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Joy.
Oh my gosh, it is just so good. This is all about you moving into your power. Instead of being mental or victim or, oh, I'm stuck now again, say your name one more time.
Joy.
It's so good. I mean, it's just so good. So when I'm looking at you, I had a picture, who knows where that picture is, but in any event, it's this lady and she has a string of lights. And I guess she's like on the beach. It's like a cool looking picture. But the point of the matter is there's like a string of lights. So as she walks around, these string of lights follow her. And that's how I feel about you. So this is all about your next decision. The card I have, interesting, when I talked about the card in the transmission, movement, choices, and decisions, there's the card for you. Because you have to choose it. You have to choose it. I promise you, I promise you, I promise you, Joy. And maybe I was here just to demonstrate it, and that was my whole purpose for being here tonight. A year ago, I promise you, 6 months ago, I would have canceled group. I would have had to, because, oh my gosh, I mean, there's no way I could have brought forth a high frequency delivery or serve anyone. There's just no way. So this is the point. Once you start working with the light and mastering the light, how would I say that? It's like the universe is your friend, because it just doesn't matter what you're up against. Here I am, people waiting for group, and I cannot perform. It just doesn't matter. I'm like, give me 2 minutes, guys. Because that light, we are the light. We are not victims. We have all been raised to believe we're victims of circumstances, victims of our body, victims of everyone else in the world, but we're really not. But we have to understand that. We have to raise the bar, take our power back. Joy, say your name one more time.
Joy.
Oh my gosh, it is so good. When I looked at you now, you look like, what would you call that? I don't know, some kind of musical instrument. So you were kind of laying on this on your side, and there was this angel like playing your strings, like almost like a harpsichord. But when I get that, when I see that, that's fifth dimensional music. That's fifth dimensional music. So that's what you're enjoying. That's what you're deciding upon. That's what you're being offered. Oh, I'm sorry, baby. Oh my goodness. Hold on a second, sweetheart. You okay? Okay. That's what you're being offered steadily. Say your name one more time.
Joy.
How would I say that? Joy, say your name one more time.
Joy.
You're saying to, how would I put that first word? Something in the moment. The more that you can remember to, number one, be present in the moment, and number two, love yourself. Be present and love. Be present and love yourself. Be present and then love yourself. You're going to start working with this energy. Accelerated motion. Say your name one last time.
Joy.
Joy, say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Joy.
Thank you. There you go. All right, so these are your last two cards. Your first card is heartache and loss. And what I get from that is just constriction and stock, and just like I was explaining, like, oh no, what am I gonna do? But your very next card, my love, is positive forward movement. So do you see how you can turn that around with the sunshine? Say your name one more time.
Joy.
It's so good. It's so good. When I'm looking at you, I literally have cat eyes. I have these like green cat eyes staring at me. And what I get from that is you've got mystical powers. I mean, you just do. The energy running through my channels on your behalf, it's just extraordinary. Spiritual union, my love. It is time. It is so good. So sweet. That is your message. I hope it helps. And your question?
I don't have a question. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. And iPhone. If you did not put your name and you happen to use an iPhone and you would like a message, it is your turn. All right, I'm gonna make sure that's not Lorraine. Lorraine, are you here today? All right, so we'll just move on. We will go back to Felicia.
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart.
May I have a message, please?
Well, let's see if you can. I hope so. Say your name again, my love.
Felicia.
Say it one more time.
Felicia.
I'm sure you're doing something physical, but say your name again, my love.
Felicia.
There's something, thank you. There's something that you're doing that's physical in nature, and you're going to be offered higher. I don't know what it is. I don't know, like, if you're in the gym and they offer you kickboxing. There's something that you're being led to a higher circumstance, a higher requirement. And it's somehow going to serve you. So if you don't know what we're talking about at all, do not be concerned because it will appear. It may be kickboxing. It may be... It's something where it's like a level higher than normal. So it's not like just your everyday aerobics class or something. It's got some kind of like skill involved. And I feel like it's really going to help sort of like your mind to be focused and just like almost like in karate when they're chopping those blocks, the pieces of wood or something. Say your name again, my love.
Felicia.
Thank you. It may be like an expert yoga class or something, but there's something where you're going to be offered or taken to the next level or the next decision or the next level I get or something. It's good. It's really good because there's something where it helps you to open up to your next lifestyle. The best way I can explain it is, oh my gosh, and it's really the only thing that matters. I don't know, I'll just walk around nature and it's a beautiful day and beautiful nature. But then when I'm particularly centered, when I walk around in nature, it's like a totally different experience. So to get to that quality of presence, of awareness, you really have to drop the mind. You can't be yakety, 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 yak. And the thing is, even when you get quiet, or anyone gets quiet, I should say, we all still go yakety yak until we don't. And to get to that place of until we don't requires discipline. Some people get disciplined by sitting there, full lotus position, meditating 5 hours. Some people do more of a movement meditation. So that's how I feel about you. So it's going to be something where there's movement involved in it, but it's still meditation in terms of the quality of your awareness. So it's even like, I forget who I was listening to, but they were talking about how surfing could really be meditation because you really have to be on your game to surf or you're going under the water. So you really have to be totally present, totally in the moment. So it could be something like that, but you understand. It has to do with your, almost like your, how would I say that? Like, not a warrior, but almost like a Bruce Lee where you're in the present and you're really in the present. It's super good. It's in your energy field already, so it shouldn't be coming by, it shouldn't be that long before it arrives, and it's going to be really good for you. Okay, so that is your first message. Say your name again, my love. Oh, you're still muted, my friend. Felicia, you're still muted, just so you know, my friend. Okay. There you are.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Did you ask me to say my name?
I did. All right, let's try that one more time and say your name again, sweetheart.
Felicia.
Thank you. Gosh, when I tune into you, it's all about your awareness. So it's all about quieting the mind, dropping like mass consciousness, really moving into your solemn space. This is really about you. Felicia, say your name one more time, my love.
Felicia.
Coming into an even stronger presence. An even stronger presence. Oh gosh, it's almost like some great whoever, you know, where are they? They're in their study. They don't want to be disturbed so that they have time to just sort of come upon themselves. So you're going to be finding this, like, where are my girlfriends, or where's the crowd, or where's the good program on TV, or whatever it is. And you're going to get flatline, nothing. Well, that's because it's time to serve the self. So any kind of activities where you're going inside, where you're going deeper, will be very, very purposeful for you right now. And say your name again, my love.
Felicia.
So they want me to keep babbling, so I shall. So this may be like, you may open the Bible. But if you open the Bible, instead of reading 12 pages of the Bible, imagine you just read one little verse, but you sat with that verse for an hour and you just really opened up your heart to take in the deeper and deeper and deeper meaning of that verse, where you open up to divine inspiration to show you the truth of that verse. The card I have, sweetheart, is divine feminine, divine masculine. So you're really moving into like a deeper, richer quality of life. It's so good. Say your name one more time.
Felicia.
This is really about listening to your soul. All these cards, divine feminine, divine masculine, again, this is all about listening to your soul and just letting all the just like shut it down and just really going within. Say your name one more time.
Felicia.
I feel like you're being prepared. It's almost like you're being prepared for initiation or something. It's super good. But you're going to notice things that you used to like, you're just going to find them frivolous or boring or distracting, or there's not enough substance. Like, this isn't doing it for me anymore. You're just going to start seeing it because you're being advised deeper. It is so, it's just the best. It really is. But it's like a slower, a quieter, you know, less of the riffraff kind of energy, and like really coming in and listening to your soul, listening to your connection to your higher self. So good. That is your message, my love, and your question. And it looks so pretty today out there. Nice weather.
Yes. Yes. It looks a nice day. And thank you for that message. The question I have is, because I have you mentioned early in the message that I would be presented with something that would take something that I was doing physically to the next level. And I recently, so I'm in yoga teacher training. What was put on the table was potentially also doing yoga therapy, which is the next level up as far as being able to, not just teaching yoga, but helping people therapeutically process trauma, or if they have if they need accommodations for different disabilities that they're having to navigate, or whatever the situation is. So that I was presented with that, but then this morning I got an email for an opportunity to collaborate on a spiritual journey with a group in offering different healing modalities, but as a collective for people globally. And my first reaction to that was, well, I don't even currently do that now, so I don't know that I have anything to offer anybody, so to speak. So I don't know, I guess the question I have is it something that I'm actually doing today, or is it going to present itself? Because there are things that I'm thinking to do physically, like getting into running and doing personal training, that I have not started. And my question is whether it's something has presented itself in the present moment or is coming.
That is just wonderful, everything you're talking about. I mean, it's just all already upon you. It's so cool. Okay, so your question is it just continue with what's already on the table, or is it something new that hasn't even arrived yet? And say your name again, my love.
Felicia.
Yes. Both.
Sorry, I'm laughing.
Both.
Okay. Okay. And if I may ask a second question, mm-hmm. I have been pondering the idea of taking a sabbatical from just like work and all these other things, and literally like when I sell my home and just completely like tell my mother like I want to move in for 6 months. and I'm wondering for me to make space for really the message sounded like to me that I really needed to go even deeper centering myself like on the inside. And I feel like I have a lot of 3D distractions, and I really need to eliminate them if I'm really going to be able to fully go within. And my question would be is that what I should do? Because I can make the hard decision. I've had that come forward for me in my mind over the last decade, and I've never pulled the trigger and said, I'm taking a break from it all, to really go with it.
Say your name again, my love.
Felicia.
Felicia, say your name one more time, my love.
Felicia.
Thank you. They don't want to tell you what to do. They want you to have free will. However, it's not required that you do that. So that would be a personal choice rather than a necessity.
Okay. That's helpful. Okay, thank you so much for the message.
You're so welcome.
Much love.
Much love, too. Okay, Stephen. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Hello, hello, hello.
All right, we're back to our grass. So funny.
It only comes for you. So
I know, I love it.
There must be a reason.
There is. I can see elementals just cruising around. And say your first name, my love.
Stephen.
Say it one more time.
Stephen.
How do I say this? Own what you know the first time. like, you're getting a direct hit. You're 100% right. Your job is to not waver just because you get distressed or just because it gets a little bit more difficult than you had assumed it would or planned on it. Doesn't mean that you were in error the first time. When I'm receiving you, you get a direct connection from spirit. So it's sort of like, go left, go right, whatever it is. It's accurate. But you do that, but then, say your name again, my love.
Stephen.
They don't want you to doubt yourself. They don't want you to question yourself. When I'm looking at you, you're good. You pretty much stay the course regardless, but your lack of faith is what they're taking a look at. So they're just reminding you to stay faith-filled, because that faith is going to be the energy that's going to make all things possible. So again, you are hearing correctly. You are choosing wisely. But as long as you've chosen it, you might as well keep up your faith always. So when you wax and wane, what you do, it's sort of like you present less energy. So it makes it a little more distressing or difficult for everything to evolve in a timely manner. So this is where you're learning to really call the shots. You're really, really learning to hold that sacred flame. So if you hear from spirit, your higher self, go west, young man, then you're going to go west, even if you get a flat tire, even like whatever, you know what I mean? Like even if things don't work out exactly perfectly, you're not going to doubt the fact that you should be going west, and you're not going to drop your faith. So they want you to keep that faith a little bit higher, a little bit stronger, in the midst of. Unfortunately, I am so sorry to say this, do not kill the messenger. Part of the initiation is the chaos, is the things not going the way you would want it to go. And that's the whole point. The ego's trying to get you to question. The ego's trying to get you to stop. The ego's trying to get you to turn around. The ego's trying to get you to lower your faith. Because any of those choices will work for the ego and will accomplish its goal. So your job is to marry the beloved, and your job is to tie that knot. You know, like, you know, they call it tying a knot. So it's like, I'm staying with the light. I'm staying with faith. I'm staying with the choice that was made. Say your name again, my love.
Steve.
Thank you. And so part of the initiation is managing that well. Again, in the face of, you know, it was supposed to be a nice day, but now it's hailing. And it's like, you know, just expect every natural disaster. You're not going to have it, of course. But the idea is, this is what you're learning. You're learning to be the creator of your own galaxy, is what they're saying. So just those words, you understand how high an association you're ranking at this point. And so you're learning to really understand that when you choose the light, everything that's not light is going to present that you've previously invested in. So you're choosing your light. Well, here's the energy when you didn't make the lightest choice. What are you going to do about that? And so it's going to come to you not to aggravate you, but so that you can choose higher. So here's that energy I chose last time. Do I still want it? Because it has some weight to it, because I fed it. And it's like, nope, passing you by. And it's so important. You got to pass it by. You got to be like, nope, still choosing the light. Are you sure? Because you chose me last time. No, I don't want you this time. I want the light. The card I have is open up. This is you opening up to your light in fullness. Say your name again, my love. I just love that you're wearing a yellow shirt on with all this message, because that light and just the promise of the completion and high dosing. The completion and high dosing, it doesn't get better than that. Love, this is waiting for you. This is waiting for you. Completion. Say your name again, my love.
Steve.
You're learning to hold the torch. You're learning to hold the faith in the midst of in the midst of everything you could imagine that you didn't plan on, in the midst of, it doesn't matter. They're showing me partnership with your higher self. Mister, all these cards open up again. So this is the point. Sealing your fate, staying with your light. Say your name again, my love.
Steve.
I'm gonna say this, in the 3 months tops, you are gonna get so proficient in this. Like, it's just like, you're just moving from 1 to 100. 3 months tops. Say your name one more time, my love.
Steve.
So it's a little bit, let's figure out what this card is. I was gonna say it's a little bit like not looking down. Meaning no matter what, like you're just going. The card I got is disruption. So we're gonna take a look and figure out why. Say your name again, my love.
Steven.
Thank you. I just keep hearing, oh ye of little faith, oh ye of little faith. And here's our friend again. So hold on a second. It's a little bit like when they say, don't bother me with the facts. Don't bother me with the facts. So again, it's just staying faith-filled, staying in the light, no matter what. Let's just make sure that little guy doesn't return. So prosperity and spiritual and material prosperity arise when we do that. But let's just be sure we're good. Say your name one more time, my friend.
Steven.
Thank you. Recognition and reward. Okay, so you get the theme tonight, and it's a super good one. I mean, it really is. You're rocking it. I hope that helps. Anne, did you have a question?
Well, my son's getting initiated into a fraternity, so he's had a pretty rough week. Is there any message for him?
Oh my goodness. I haven't heard that word in forever, fraternity. Oh my gosh. Is there a message for him? And say his name again, my love.
Stefan.
It's good. He's learning to like himself. And that's so important for him. I just feel like he's been a little, I don't know what the word is, outcast or that just sort of like energy of where do I belong or where do I fit in or and so this is all about, say his name one more time, my love.
Steph.
This is all about him getting his groove on, like getting into his personal power, getting into his personal style. I feel like he's done a lot of things by default. Well, I didn't really know what to do, so I did that, or I didn't really know what to wear, so I wore that. Versus, this is really who I am and this is really what I want. So I feel like it's good because he's showing interest or he's trying things out. You may see him change his feathers a few times. What I mean by that is he may like one friend and then he likes a different friend, or he may like one kind of group and then he likes a different group. And this is good, because he's like opening, he's figuring himself out. And what I love about him is he's awake. I know this sounds weird, but when I used to tune into him, he was a little distressed, meaning like he was here, but not really in his body. And I don't know, he was here, but he kind of wasn't. But when I'm receiving him now, he feels much more in his body and much more interacting with this reality. And this is super good. So just be aware, I don't know how old he is, but there's something where he's still, what would be the word? How do I say that? You know how like we have different developmental phases. And so preteens are certain ways and teenagers are certain ways. He's playing a little catch up, excuse me, in one of those areas. So whatever age he is, you may see him do things that you would think would be for a younger age, but it's because now that he's present, he's attending to it, and it's good. It's good. So I don't know what I'm talking about, but you'll see it. So it's sort of like, you're this age, what are you doing stuff like that for? But it's important because he's growing. He's finding himself. He's growing. And he's staying alert, meaning that he's staying present. And spirit loves that. Say his name one more time.
Steph.
Thank you. He's going to find something he likes. I know that sounds weird, but it could be a dance style. It could be a jacket. It could be a hat. I don't know what it is, but there's something he's going to like, and it's going to end up being like his trademark, and it's good. It kind of gives him a little power, pizzazz, or, you know, I don't know, I've got my earrings on, I can do anything now kind of feeling. Say his name one more time. Yeah, when I get him, he's going to be moving from surviving to living and thriving. So we're moving out of just trying to get through life because I don't really know what to do with it, to who am I? What makes me tick? How am I groovy? Like checking himself out. And then he has like this talisman. I don't know if it's going to be a cap or I don't know what it is, but it's good. It's sort of like, I don't know, he thinks he's cool with it, or it helps him. And he moves forward. It's good. Say his name one more time. He's getting his groove. You know, like Stella gets her groove on. I never saw that movie, but I remember the title of the movie made me giggle. That's how I feel about Stefan. Like Stefan gets his groove on, you know? That's exactly how I feel about him. Good. I hope that helps.
It does. Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey. Hello, Katie. It was Lorraine. I thought it was Lorraine.
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart. And say your first name, please.
Katie.
Say it one more time.
Katie.
You've got higher energy that's accompanying you. When I'm looking at you, I can feel it through my channels, and it feels so rich. It feels so good. It feels so transparent. It feels so real. It feels so, what would the word be? Say your name again, my love.
Katie.
Grounding, bright, wonderful, powerful, fortifying, triumphant, light. I mean, like, really powerful. Are we coming? Oh, my goodness. Up, down, up, down. Say your name again, my love.
Katie.
Light. You're receiving heavy doses of light right now. I know I just wrote like tonight's song, whatever it is. But it's more than that. Katie, say your name again, sweetheart.
Katie.
You're receiving very powerful light. When I tune into you, it literally changes who I am. Like when I tune into you, I have zero investment or responsibility in my 3D world from this moment forward. It's just that powerful. It is that powerful. Oh my goodness. Katie, say your name again, my love.
Katie.
So you're integrating it is what it is. And it's going to shift things for you in a very powerful way. And it's going to be a permanent way. So you, oh my goodness, the energy coming through. You really want to allow, how do I say that? You want to allow it to move you. So I was doing a meditation earlier, and how did she say it? And I knew what she meant. She was like, you know, take the breath, whatever they say, right? But then she said, how did she say it? Hold on. Let the breath breathe you. Let the breath breathe you. So when I'm looking at you, it's like, let the light show you. Let the light be you. Let the light demonstrate to you, provide for you, instruct you. Say your name again, my love.
Katie.
Change you. For whatever reason, I like the word change. Even though all those other words were accurate, it's the change that you're going to start seeing now. When I receive it, it's like you're never going to be the same. It's that much of a volume or weight, and it's that ready. I mean, it's just like, it's not etheric, and it's not like, oh, this is going to be one of the next 20 years, whatever. No. Say your name again, my love.
Katie.
It's like heavy dosing, vibrant now. What I get is like an urgency. Not an urgency like danger. More of immediacy is better than urgency. Immediacy. Like it's here now. Not tomorrow, not next week, literally right now. And so when you open up to it, it's going to signal you, and it's going to help you shift consciousness as you are able. So then you want to look at as you are able. And you know my whole story where they were like, if you can let go of your identity to your personal self, you know, you can enlighten it. And I couldn't. So that's like really what I've been sort of massaging since we last spoke. So for you, say your name again, my love.
Katie.
It's going to change what you find of significance, what you find of importance. It's really going to change how you relate to the reality on earth. And your card, of course, is Divine Feminine, Divine Masculine Balance. Say your name again, my love.
Katie.
You want to allow it to shift you. It's going to change your focus of what you see as relevant or important or necessary or worth your attention or time. You're moving into 5D reality, my friend. I mean, you just really are. There you go, waiting game. But you see that wind? You see that energy? Whoosh, 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 whoosh. Say your name again, my love.
Katie.
You're moving through an upgrade.
I have a question.
Ask away.
About an earlier statement, I think in the opening, the higher you go, the stronger the winds that come. Something like that. Well, today, was a pretty rough day. Not like, I'm not being dramatic, but it was like
windy.
I want out of this property. I just want to, like, I don't know, the fear came in about different things in this world, and just feeling victim-y, but knowing I'm not. Does that make sense? It's just nutty. It's like a whirlwind in my head. So I guess that is an awareness that I'm going through the upgrade.
Okay, so your question is, you had a bit of a day.
Uh-huh.
And your question is, am I having a bit of a day because I'm going through an upgrade? Is that your question?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Thank you for putting that together.
And say your name again, my love.
Katie.
You had a bit of a day, so you could put everything in its right place. Waiting game. So you're shifting your change of scenery. You're shifting your forward glance. You're shifting, what would be the words? Katie, say your name one more time, my love.
Katie.
It's a little bit like you're moving from how do I survive to how do I thrive. You're shifting your paradigm. See, you're properly supported by spirit. When I look at you, it's like you're covered upon covered upon covered. But as long as you still think you're a woman on planet Earth and you've got to work this all out yourself, well, you're kind of screwed. I mean, you're not, but you're gonna have the heavy weight, is what they're saying. You're gonna have the heavy weight because they're saying you just don't understand yet. You just don't understand yet. So this is where you're being lifted higher. So for me, like, you know, my story, it would be a heavy weight, right? If I was looking at it from the linear, man, she's got a heavy weight, but it's part of the divine plan. So is it heavy or not? Am I being provided or not? Am I always being assisted or not? So it's the same thing for you. Say your name again, my love.
Katie.
When you move into your higher scenery, you will understand. When I said that, I looked at the property and I literally had like a spoke and a wheel, and that the spokes went all through the property. So you're going to open up to something, whether you keep that property or you gift it to someone, sell it to someone else or whatever. They're sort of like, just put that on the side for a moment and just open up to the due relevance, open up to the energy, open up to what's inside. And so then you can be the custodian, you can be in partnership with someone else, you can wash your hands of the whole thing, but you're going to understand what's been gifted and you're going to understand your present circumstance. So when I'm looking at you, it's really time to sprout wings. When I'm looking at you, you're literally levitating. And so when I see you levitating, it's your leaving 3D reality.
Another question.
Triumph. Yes, ma'am?
I've come across, through watching near-death experiences, this gentleman, Robert Aho, who has written a book, and he has a little blog that he writes on some app. And I'm finding what he writes to be, I guess, capturing, like, it just throws me into a meditation. So, or I don't know what it, I don't like to even put words to it, but could you feel into him and his writings?
Say his first name?
Robert.
Well, they're saying to remember that you're dreaming, Robert. So what you're really saying, say your name and Robert's name together, please.
Katie, Robert.
You're choosing to know. You are choosing to know. So it's not about Robert at all. It's about you opening up to source. You're choosing to know. So Robert is the conduit, or Robert is the channel or the advisor. But much less emphasis on Robert and much more emphasis on your growth and your awakening and your invitation to go higher.
Okay.
Do you have another question?
I don't think so.
You questioned out. It was quite, as we recall, it was a bit of a day today. Say your name one more time, my love.
Katie.
You're actually doing really great. In case you're curious.
I just get so mad at myself because I know all this. I know the truth. I don't even like saying that. I know I'm not this body, but today I felt so identified with this character.
Three times, waiting game. This is so good because spirit's ready to take you back. So that's the whole point, no matter where we are. Look at me. So you're feeling the way you're feeling. When I came to group today, $1 million if you can do the group. I don't think I can do it. And I was like, oh, no. And I'm like, you know what? I'm spirit's like, you can do it. I'm thinking, well, we definitely have to put the video. We have a talk. And I don't know, a minute later, boom. So the point is, life's going to be exceptionally challenging right now. Exceptionally challenging, because we're basically all running on steroids at this point. Like the energy is so powerful. So because we're still working with dualism, we got that darkness. We got that boom, 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 boom. So you can expect it. And to be honest, you can expect it from here on out. It's not going to get any better. But the thing is, we're going to rise higher so that you can get slam dunk, you can get stuck. You may be like putting on the video, turning it off for a moment, I'll be right back. But in a blink of an eye, you can rise higher. So we want to remember, it's not about 3D reality being groovy and being comfortable for us. It's actually okay that it isn't, because it's helping us. Oh, is there anywhere else to go? Is there another choice? can we go somewhere else? You can go to 5D. Oh, I think I'll do that now. So that's the point. That's the point. And how you do that is what I demonstrated. I was just stuck as stuck could be. When I said, I don't know if I could do it, I really meant it. But it's sort of like, okay, light, let's do it. So it's not about things being smooth or easy or comfortable or pleasing even. It's about at the next right turn, when the second we become conscious, okay, I'm getting triggered. It's not what I thought it was going to be. I'm moving into a higher frequency. I'm moving into my light. I'm moving into my truth. And that's what we're going to be practicing and attending to for the next number of weeks. And we're going to become masters at it, because that's what a master is, master of consciousness. I always think of Joshua, that helps me. Like, just think of Joshua coming home after a long day. You wouldn't believe what those Pharisees said to me today.
Yes.
So when I think of that, it helps me get centered. It's sort of like he had the same deal. All right, say your name one more time.
Katie.
You're good. When I, or you will be. When I look at you, I literally had like helium balloons tied to every body part. So the idea, yours, so the idea is you're being lifted up.
Oh, yeah,
recognition and reward.
Awesome.
Mwah.
Mwah.
In this together, my friend. All right, Lorraine, you joined us. Hello, sir, ma'am.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, honey.
Can I get a message, please?
Sure. And say your name again, my love.
Lorraine.
Say it one more time.
Lorraine.
You have hit a sweet spot. I don't know if you're meditating, praying, doing Qigong, whatever you're doing. You've hit a beautiful, sweet spot. What they're helping you do is to ride it. What they're helping you do is to enjoy it. You don't think you can maintain it, but you can. So that's the reason, interestingly enough, you came after Katie. Because this is all about you maintaining your joy, maintaining your happiness, maintaining your love. And that's the whole point. And that's why you came after Katie. Because in this dualistic environment, how can that possibly occur? Because it's only a matter of time before something goes kerplunked or whatever. But that doesn't mean we have to cry. That doesn't mean that we have to lose our place. That doesn't mean that we have to sign off our victory status. So that's what you're learning to enjoy. You're really learning to kind of ride the wave. Say your name again, my love.
Lorraine.
So the other part of it is, if you're in a good mood, if you're in light and other people aren't, what you're learning specifically is how not to be taken down. So if I'm in a good space and someone isn't, you know, I can offer them light, I can offer them a candle, I could offer them a different perspective. But I'm not going to offer them my happiness and my joy and my frequency. And that's where the buck stops here. So you're learning boundaries. You're learning, let me do, but let me not give you the shirt off my back, meaning let me not give up my frequency. Let me not give up all the light that I work so hard to own. So the card I have for you, which I just think is extraordinarily fantastic, is the balance. Everyone's getting balanced tonight. Divine feminine, divine masculine. Because this is what you're prophesizing. This is what you're staking a claim for. This is what you're deciding upon. And when I just said staking a claim for, the energy on my crown chakra for you was so inviting, was so substantial, is so strong. I have never felt such strong energy with you ever, ever, ever. So you got it. What you're learning to do is anchor it in and maintain it and not give it up or sacrifice it no matter what. Say your name again, my love.
Lorraine.
So that's like, that's a tall order in one way when I said whatever I said at the end, like no matter what. But you're going to find that you're going to get better and better and better. So even if you give it up a little, you know, you're not at 100% anymore. Now even you're at 70, but you're going to learn how to maintain that 70 and not go any lower. So the card I now have for you is solar plexus, because this is really about you staying in your power. Say your name again, my love.
Lorraine.
Oh, this is so good. I mean, it is just so good, because you're treasured. And they want you to be. They want you to like really appreciate who you are and value your energy and really be adamant. Like, you know, I love you. I can do this. I can do that. I can support. But now I need to go wash my face, take a break, take a walk, like self-care. So you're really learning self-care. You're really learning self-protection. You're really learning self-appreciation. You're really learning self-love, where you're not willing to sacrifice or give up or play the martyr anymore. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Lorraine.
It's really good. You've hit like a beautiful high note. I don't know if you meditate. I don't know what you did. If it just came naturally, but you've hit like a major high note and it's a very accelerated state. So they're helping you to draw from that and they're really helping you to like own your own protection. So when I'm doing this, I've just got this light that is just transferring down before me. So this light keeps me, protected, and this light keeps me fortified, and this light keeps me invested in my own love's commodity, meaning in my light.
Yeah.
Now, I'm doing all this using your energy. So this isn't what I can do for myself. This is what you can do for yourself. And the card I get is spiritual and material prosperity. Because this is the whole point. If I'm not holding my light, I'm not going to be able to bring in the golden coins. I'm not going to be able to negotiate properly if I'm not in my light and in my power and in my preferred field or range. Say your name again, my love.
Lorraine.
You're learning to hold your own reins. So the difference would be, here are my reins. Would you hold them for me? You don't want to do that anymore. You're holding your own reins. Balance card again. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Lorraine.
There was a commercial 100 years ago for cigarettes, I think. That's how long ago it was. Anyway, it was Virginia Slims. You've come a long way, baby. Come a long way, baby. But that's what Spirit's saying to you. You have come a long way, baby. So they're very proud of you. And they want you to be proud of yourself as well. And specifically, they want you to provide for yourself a little bit more fully. Say your name one last time.
Lorraine.
Hold on to your own reins. I love this for you. All these cards, balance card again. There you go. That's your message. I hope it helps. And your question, my love.
Thank you. Well, I've been having this really bad migraine the last 2 days, and I was wondering if, I don't think this is the case, but my friend had asked me to talk to her friend who's a nurse who's going through some really bad times, and I had agreed to talk to her on Monday night, and then woke up with a migraine, so I couldn't talk to her. And I haven't been talked to her because I have this migraine. And so I'm wondering if they're related to each other.
Okay, let me get that timeline down here. So you agreed to talk to her Monday night, and when did you get the migraine?
I woke up on Tuesday morning with the migraine, and I told her I would have to put it off.
Okay, so you never did talk to her?
No, I haven't talked to her
yet. Say your first name and her first name, please.
Lorraine Cheyenne.
And say just your name, please.
Lorraine.
Thank you. A super question. One moment, my love. Say Cheyenne's name one more time, my friend.
Cheyenne.
Thank you. It's a pretty name. I feel like it's your own energy. I don't feel like it's hers.
Okay.
It may be that just the timing of it, that it worked out that you didn't deal with her also, because I could only imagine how you'd be if you had spoken with her with all this on top of it. I don't know what triggered it. Something did trigger it. Say your name one more time, my love.
Lorraine.
Thank you. Notice when you hold your tongue and you don't speak what you want to say. When I'm looking at you, there's some kind of strain that occurs with you where you kind of hold it in, which is okay. Like sometimes there's a time and place for everything. So sometimes it's not the right time to say something, but you don't want to hold the strain of it. You want to like release it to spirit or decide, you know, in the right time and place, I will bring that up. But just notice when it's time to release something or when it's time to let it go. So when I'm looking at you, you know, like when people talk about, what do they call that, like a furred brow or whatever, when they get like that tension. So just sort of notice it. Just sort of notice if you can make the correlation. And then just when you notice the stress, like if you're walking around stressed or aggravated or whatever, just sort of hold the intention to relax it. We don't realize we can do it, but we really can. And you're going to get very good at it, where you're not going to allow this to occur anymore. And you're going to be able to do that. So you're going to start feeling like, you know, if I don't relax, or if I don't like relax my shoulders or relax, you know, my head or take a walk or take a breath, I'm going to start not feeling so good. So the more you start, and that's just the point, like you're moving into a higher frequency now. So the more you just sort of keep tabs or checks on yourself, you're going to notice how to self-correct so that that happens less frequently and possibly not at all. So let's see how you do with that. Say your name again, my love.
Lorraine.
Of course, you know, maybe you actually do need to say something. So it's not like you shouldn't say, maybe you do. But when I'm looking at you, it's a conversation you were in or had, and it just left you frustrated. So when I'm saying that to you, I'm actually starting to get a headache. So I can feel the energy of it. All right, so let's see how you do in self-adjusting. Say your name one more time, my friend.
Lorraine.
Thank you. You do really well. You're gonna do really well. I would repeat what someone says to me, but it has cuss words, so I can't. But I'll say it anyway without saying the word. But they always say, let that S go. If you know what S is.
Okay.
Let that S go. And as silly as it sounds, that actually helps me. That actually helps me because if I don't, I'm going to end up with a migraine. And I don't want, yes. I don't want one. So I listen to that little phrase in my mind, and that helps. I mean, I can give you 10 books and 10 therapy sessions, or I could just give you that little phrase. Love that. Oh, you'll remember it too. Okay, so let's see how we do. Say your name one last time.
Lorraine.
Yeah, and getting back to Cheyenne, I would not talk to her until you feel quite ready and inspired. Yeah, I would agree with that as well. New beginnings. You're going to get better.
Okay.
Better and better.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. I hope you feel better, sweetheart.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So not fun, I know. Indeed, we surround each with light, love, and truest blessings. I'm just going to take a quick moment and just pour some beautiful white light on to Lorraine and just assist her. So one moment. You don't need to doubt yourself either. You're actually doing really, really well. And how do I say that? It's almost like you're so used to doubting yourself. It's your, like, where you normally hang out. And you're so used to it. For me, I was so used to being in fear about everything that I forgot to loosen that. So there are times I watch myself being in fear, and I think I have to stay in fear because it's normally a fearful topic for me. And I've had to really make it a point to drop that and look at that and really rearrange myself. It's like we can't be bringing fear with us forward into ascension. So it's a little bit like the buck stops here. So all of us are in review in that respect. For you, it seems to be self-doubt. For me, it's fear for certain. So when you notice it, it's sort of like, what if I drop that? What if I have a new life plan? What if I move forward with faith instead of carrying the self-doubt or the fear? But to just give you a compliment, you're really doing well. So this is the whole point. It's sort of like you're ready for an upgrade in terms of your own love's arrival or your own self-perception, I would say. So I hope that helps as well. And for everyone else, so much love to each. Thanks for joining. We'll be here tomorrow at 6:30. We'll be here Sunday at 10. And so much love. So much love on this journey. We're all opening up to light. As Katie was mentioning, the winds are getting a little blowy out there. But we are certainly getting ready for an extraordinary adventure. Mwah! Have a beautiful evening, everyone.
Thank you so much.
Bye, everyone. So nice to see you.